This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Exercise in Intelligence. It's the BTB Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden is at the controls of our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn on the air from Los Angeles, where I was yesterday, back on the farm today. Nice sunny morning here. It's a beautiful day in Los Angeles. Actually, a beautiful weekend. Megan and Meredith and I enjoyed a wonderful day on Santa Catalina, the island of romance. That was a wonderful
Please
visit.
Please tell me you did not sing that the whole time you were in.
Well, there is a movie that runs in the casino that, and I hadn't thought about it much. I was trying to come up with a lyric line, and then the movie, I mean, in the facility itself, they play a lot of the history of what went on the island, and that song is an important part of the musical history of the island. So, yes, Jennifer, I did sing it.
Oh, you're Megan. So lucky. Oh,
you know, man, any excuse she can have to sing a 40-year-old song,
that's right,
is all over it.
I'm all for it. Yes, yes, yes. Nobody
As
asked
if
me.
If it were only 40 years.
Right. Maybe a little one. Thank you, Ken, for underscoring that. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden here on the Good Day program, the BTB Good Day program, Better Than Bennett. Let's see, underscoring here. Shall we keep moving? None of you
move along.
Nice. All right, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, is immediately, without hesitation, immediately means now, sending up to 1,000 National Guard troops to help secure the Texas border. Perry also wants the White House and Congress to hire 3,000 more Border Patrol agents to eventually replace these 1,000 National Guards. So what's he saying? It takes 3 Border Patrol guys to be as good as 1 National Guardsman? That's an interesting speculative piece. Tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors from Central America coming to work in the coal mines. I would think if they're all these unaccompanied minors, they'd send them up to the coal mining areas of Ohio. Right? If they haven't...
Use all the miners they can get.
Exactly.
I think it's a different kind of miner.
Different.
Really?
Oh.
How would you spell the miner? The miners we have here are...
Oh, I can play this. I can play this. Minor is Minor is or.
Is or.
Minority is from Mexico.
However, miners deal in ore.
They do, isn't that?
So that would be the ER would apply to the OR then. Right?
Whatever. Carry the one. Multiply by 7.
I was told there'd be no math.
The price tag, this is good math then, Kenny. Price tag for what Governor Perry wants to do is $12 million a month.
Is and what's worth the price tag for not doing it?
Well, that's a question that comes up. What is what we haven't done it, and what's been the price tag so far?
$3.7 billion.
Well, so it seems
that's for this particular thing, but right. I'm talking about in general over the years since this has been a problem, which has been since World War II.
Are you accusing Mr. Perry of posturing, political posturing?
No.
See, because I think it's a great
new
idea.
New glasses, though.
As someone who lives in California, I think it's a great idea.
I think every border governor should be doing it.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so then...
They can do. Otherwise, they just pay for the problem that the federal government is ignoring.
Otherwise, just set up a tea party and invite everybody over for tea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And send them on their way to North Dakota.
The problem is they have to change the law, because the way the law is right now, these guys can't do anything. They're not going to arrest anybody. They're not.
You're talking about
anybody.
The National Guard.
But they just look. Yeah. It's a little
they look
bit.
Tough.
It's not.
Yeah, you know
it's not unprotected. I think.
Yeah, but
better than
the children who are coming across, they're going right up to the Border Patrol. They're not going to do anything different with these guys.
They go up to the Border Patrol agent and say, "Daddy, Daddy, can you help me get to school?"
Yeah, and they don't do anything, and the National Guard won't be able to do anything either. They have to change the law.
Mm-hmm. They being Congress.
Right.
But they are not.
But the National Guard is under the state's control, not the feds' control.
But it's a federal law.
Yeah.
They won't
Ken's
be able to
saying
do
that they're not going to be able to do anything necessarily. That
well, they can't do anything now.
Right. Right.
Right.
That's what I'm getting at. So they're not changing the law.
The states. The states can't do it. The states basically get these people. Then they go to the feds and go, here, we have these people.
What are we doing?
And then the feds are supposed to be the ones who pay to send them back, and they don't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So at least if you put some kind of a front there, it will scare a small percentage of them away.
And if not, you have to do something. I mean, you can't blame the states for saying, okay, we can't be overrun. We can't.
Texas goes rogue and starts shooting at feet.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps the problem is worse. We don't know what the numbers are. I mean, we don't know. We don't know if it's any worse than it has been.
I know one thing, that the problem is not just kids.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there are plenty of kids coming over the border that need help, but there are also plenty of MS-13s.
Yeah.
Laura Ingram, who's right across the hall from me here, was doing a segment yesterday, and they were talking about the number of people who come across the border that they catch every year that have rap sheets longer than the... it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Reach from here to Mexico City. And all these MS-13 guys, and just, I mean, there's a bunch of bad people, along with all the people who really need help, coming over the border every day. And we're not doing anything about it.
That's because they can vote too, Richie. The bad guys vote along with the good guys.
Right?
Vote for me. I'll save you. 888-302-3684. Comments, Kenny. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show on this reality.
Steve says, bring the military home from all their posts around the world and station them on the Mexican border. A few mortar shells flying across the Rio Grande might get their attention.
Right, it's Palestine versus Israel in America. What else?
You could make a case that we're being attacked.
Yeah, we could make that case. And it would be a case that would be easy to make. Never mind. Just to the ramifications of all this. We've been attacked. They think, in their mind, historically speaking, that because we push them out, they are entitled to come back again.
Basically. I don't think that's what this crop of people think. Do you think that people even know
that? I think there's enough of that floating around. Not everybody, but some of the hardened old-timers think that, yeah.
I mean, I think the ones now, it's a business move. More than anything.
Well, there's a lot of money being made. I know some kids that came across the border that paid $700 to walk across the desert for 9 days. Yeah, that happens. Put them in trucks. Even worse. Oof. All right, Kenny, who else has something to say?
Sandy says, 1,000 troops is a very small drop in a very large bucket. The Texas-Mexico border is over 1,200 miles. 1,000 troops is nothing more than a publicity stunt by the governor.
Yeah. Think he's running for something? Wow, Kenny, that's strong stuff. Who said that?
If he is running, at least he's doing something.
Yeah.
I mean, what else? We always accuse our politicians of doing nothing. At least he's doing what he can do. I mean, I can't fault the guy for that.
888-302-3684. What do you think we ought to do with the border problems? Here's something for you to think about. The ravages of time and what time really means to your face. Bags, puffiness under your eyes. That happens when you don't get enough sleep or you have a lot of worries or maybe your skin doesn't have enough collagen. Whatever the problem, thanks to GenuCell, you'll get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags. What's the difference? What causes it? As long as you can get rid of it, right? So the problem is you've got puffiness and bags around your eyes. The solution is the new GenuCell, which was developed from stem cell therapy, technology, I mean. Bags, puffiness, whoosh, gonzo. Your friends are going to look at your face and say, hey, bub, what's happening to you? The folks who have been using GenuCell for weeks, months, years, puffiness gone, and it stays gone with a small application of GenuCell every night. 800-543-9262. Get you in line to combat wrinkles and facial lines by using GenuCell. Get it right away by dialing 800-543-9262. Place to go. Thing to do. GenuCell works. And by the way, if you mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-543-9262, they will be more than happy, excited in fact, to send you a jar of Esotique wrinkle treatment so your whole face is going to be treated thanks to your call to 800-543-9262.
Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams Summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Boss beer, pretty Boston Massive responses.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do?
Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it.
Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples number 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store staples.com for details.
This line's boring.
Whoa. Talking super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you can get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you can find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening? Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Gets them every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
All right, let's fix the problems that JetBlue is having. Jennifer Horn, our ace reporter in the sky. Look, up in the sky.
Peanuts.
It's a
peanuts.
Bird. It's a plane. Hey, it's Jennifer Horn.
You remember that movie Flight with Denzel Washington so long ago? Okay,
right.
Maybe a little scary because it's reality. A JetBlue pilot was just from Florida was just arrested in Boston as part of this big drug sting in Boston Common over this last weekend. This guy's John Manwaring. He's 42. He was with another woman, and they were charged with heroin possession. He told authorities when he was arrested that he was a pilot. He had just arrived into town on Sunday. He, along with a few others, were charged with selling, buying, and possession of heroin. Another man was charged with trespassing. JetBlue has taken him out of rotation, obviously.
Really?
He was released on his own recognizance. The woman he was with was not released so fast because she had prostitution charges up against her. So she had that going for her, along with the heroin.
Nice going.
But he's coming back to court on August 13th, so we'll see what happens to him. But I don't know if it scares you. It scares me a little bit.
Doesn't scare me.
But you don't think so when these pilots are flying around on heroin?
No, but he wasn't using it. He's selling it.
No, he was caught for possession. He was with Groot. He was
He's helping a friend.
Come on. He was with a prostitute.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, Lord.
Should be legalized.
Oh.
Come on. Open your mind, Jenna, will you please?
Skipping that flight. You can
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Goodbye to all my friends at home.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Another video from his new album. This is original. Say who's your what?
Lame. Flame. To fame.
What I say?
Train. To fame.
Listen to me, Chief. It rhymes. It's okay. Right?
The whole idea. Picky, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's picky. So, Kenny, every day this week he's released Weird Al. We had the other day, actually one of them was pretty good. It was his take on Pharrell Williams' smash hit Happy. That was the,
I'm tacky.
I'm tacky.
I miss Weird Al. He used to do this stuff all the time.
He's now doing it again. Very
and
clever
the music
guy.
Is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, this is a good, I like the riff.
Yeah. He has done this so smartly. He's released a different video every day for the past week, and they've all been on different outlets. So it was on Funny or Die one day, and it was on Nerdist, and it was on Vevo. But he's done it exclusively on a different site every day. So he's capturing large social media audiences in different places each day.
Well, his name certainly is recognizable. So we give him some free publicity as our video of the day, Weird Al on Good Day. Yesterday on the video of the day, a YouTuber named Gabriel put up a new video. He made this with some of his friends to show you the art of the super selfie. Maybe a little, these guys are dancing to some of the music. Is that it, Kenny? There's audio here. We're going to play a little bit, but you got to see it.
Yeah, the gist of what he's trying to show you is that that selfies are yesterday.
Really?
And they're dancing to this as a super selfie that you do a dance move and a pose for a super selfie.
I like it. like this. MC Hammer, by the way.
Really? You kind of got to see it to get the gist of it, really. Right?
It's not very long, and you'll get a kick out of it.
So they're kind of dancing selfie moves.
Yeah.
Anybody else just loving the song? Cares about
not me.
My gosh, I haven't heard this since I was like 9.
Yeah.
My son, I was looking at my son's Instagram account yesterday. He posted a peanut butter sandwich selfie yesterday.
Very nice. A peanut butter sandwich took a selfie.
Yeah.
I did one of those ones.
Hashtag peanut butter, hashtag sandwich, hashtag yum.
Yum! Yesterday, our poll at DougStephan.com focused on the life and career of James Garner, who passed away over the weekend. He was alone in his home. Isn't that an awful way to die? Ugh. 24% of you said The Rockford Files was your favorite James Garner television role and show. 33% said it was too hard to pick just one. That was what I put when I voted. 17% said Maverick. I would have chosen that second. 11% said Murphy's Romance. 9% said The Great Escape. Boy, there were so many people that had so many good things to say about his role in The Great Escape. That was one of his first movies, and he was very good. The Notebook, 2%. Other 4%, but certainly lots of people have lots of thoughts and want to share them regarding the career of James Garner. Today's poll at DougStephan.com asks you what you think about Rick Perry sending National Guard troops to secure the border. A, I think it's great. B, it's about time. C, interesting but won't solve the problem. D, just politics. E, it's a mistake. Let us know what you think at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when I was younger and I was growing up with my first dog, we only fed the dog once a day, and every one of my friends did the same thing. Why are so many veterinarians and people like myself now recommending that you feed your dogs more frequently? Many veterinarians and dog guardians feel that dogs are more content and don't become over-hungry when their daily ration of food is divided into 2 or 3 portions. Some dogs become physically ill and weak when forced to go without food for a 24-hour period of time. Just think about it from your own point of view. Yes, can your dog get all the nutrition from one feeding a day? The answer is a resounding yes, but think about it from a behavioral standpoint. Just like with human beings, if your belly is hungry and empty, you're more apt to get in trouble. So the recommendations from myself and many veterinarians is to feed your dog a minimum of twice a day. If you can, 3 times a day. Not more food. We don't want them chubby. Just more frequent feedings broken up throughout the daily exercise and day for your dogs. I'll more next time.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full, intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Another proof, another day of proof that the golden age of BS is not dead. Jennifer Horn.
Leading the charge, Dudley Steffen.
Right.
Thank you, Jennifer. That's very nice of you. Here's my announcer, Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler keeping a lid on things as the world becomes more of an oyster. The situation in our nation's grocery stores. Study that is out today that is the most, it is the most flagrant example of BS that I have found in the golden age of BS. This is just not so. However, many of you will see it today and you'll think, oh, I can't eat meat anymore. Now, I'm not a meat eater. So I can be unbiased and pretty objective when it comes to this, even though some people will think I'm not objective because I'm a dairy farmer and therefore would have the same slant on it as perhaps a rancher, somebody who was in the beef business. So basically, if I were to summarize in two sentences what this study says, it compares the amount of money it costs. This is not the first time this has been done. It just becomes pejorative because somebody else pays for it, someone who is in a competing business, and they want you to think that meat is bad for you, not because of what it does for you. Meat's bad for you because of what it does to your body. Not because, as this study suggests, that it requires more water. It, being the beef industry, requires more water. So if you are raising beef on your farm, it's 11 times more expensive in terms of the atmosphere or water resources than if you were irrigating land for the production of lettuce,
greens, you know, stuff that we'd find on a produce farm, which is not animal-oriented. Do you know what a load of manure this is? The situation, and this just shows you and makes me, I love to talk about studies, but studies are just so much pap. It always depends on who pays for them. There's very little legitimacy, and most of the time they counter what somebody else has said, and then somebody else come along and counter it with some other supposed scientific study.
So I'm asking this because I don't know, and you're the farmer here. You disagree with the fact that it takes more water to raise cows than crops?
What I disagree with is the premise that it's bad that you're using water here. And it's being used to
grow. Well, I'd imagine they're probably doing it because it's drought-like conditions in the West, right? Is that why they're doing this survey?
No, I don't think so. I think it's what it is a way to get people to get off. It's the vegetarian group that's always trying to get people to get away from meat. And so this is one reason to do it. It's bad for the environment. You've heard the stories about methane gas and how bad that's supposed to be for the environment. But in fact, it's not. In fact, cows eliminating, and this is part of what isn't put forth in this study or any of these other studies that look at the vagaries of cattle. The excretion that comes from the cattle gets into the land, the microbial, and the argument here is that depending on what the feed is, the microbial agents that come out of the cow's body is going to be better. Some of it's better than others, and I agree with that.
So when you woke up this morning, Rich, did you think that we were going to be talking about cow poop?
Never in my mind did it ever pop up that we would be
sick. There's always a chance when I wake up, I'm like, could be today's the day.
No, no, no. I mean, you know, cow manure comes up quite a bit on this show, and it's the fitting place for it to be talked about. But this particular aspect, no, I never thought we'd be here.
You didn't think that we would be talking about water and how much it takes to raise beef using water versus...
Never thought about it in my life. This is the first time it's ever entered my brain. There's some space in my brain now that's being taken up by this conversation I will never get back.
Wow.
You know what crop does it? It uses hardly any water.
What's that?
So I think we should just grow more of it.
Marijuana.
No grapes.
Oh.
You know
wine.
Why? Yep.
Why?
Drink more wine.
Water is an important component of wine because that's
making
what
wine,
basically
but
it is.
Making grapes. Wine grapes do better when they have to struggle a little for water.
Really? So does that mean water is added to wine? It's not really.
Oh yeah,
wine
there's water
juice.
In wine. It's grape, but mostly grape juice.
Well, where does the water come from? Out of the grape
they
or
suck
somebody
from the ground?
Ports?
But a lot of wineries will do dry irrigation.
No. You're missing my point. Is wine made by having water added to what happens when Lucy and her friends get in the grape
squash juice.
Grape juice. Really?
Yeah.
So there really isn't much. What's the difference between grape juice and wine, really?
Fermentation.
All.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So you could go save yourself a lot of money, go to the grocery store and buy a gallon of Welch's grape juice.
You can't do that.
And just put it into a crock and let it sit there for a while. And what comes out will be wonderful wine.
I'll let you do that first.
Well, how do you know? You've never tried, have you? Never mind.
They've already poured some kind of sucrose, glucose, fructose agent into that stuff.
Go to the whole food store and get grape juice.
But I think you have to, like, add
sugar,
yeast and stuff. Like
yeah,
that.
You can't. That wouldn't work.
Yeah.
You have to have grapes.
Hmm.
They saw I saw a meme yesterday that was pretty much just described my beer philosophy. Beer is made from hops, right?
Yeah.
Hops is a vegetable.
Yep. Grains.
Vegetables make salads.
Yeah.
Beer is salad.
That's very good. Got it all taken care of. We give a lot of brewer's grain to the cows here. They love it. It's great stuff.
Cows are little luscious. They like the brewer's grain and the fermented silage.
Good. By the way, you'll remember about 4 months ago I went off the deep end when the government proposed to make sure that all of the brewer's grain was monitored, dried out, put in bags before we could use it on the farm. With one single phone call, the people who ran Anheuser-Busch put the end of that. All the little guys around were yelling and screaming about it, but somebody from Anheuser-Busch called somebody in the FDA, and that was the end of that conversation.
Wow.
And
appropriately. The king of beers.
Yeah, right.
They finally did something good.
Yeah.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi to all the folks in
Denmark.
Honolulu, in Fresno. Yeah, don't they belong to a...
Yeah, they're the Dutch company now.
Albuquerque, hello. What's going on? Is news from Albuquerque. today. It was a story about how many homeless people have been attacked. Those of you listening in Albuquerque, what's the story with this?
Some teenagers
one of
been
three
attacking.
Teens?
Yeah, and they killed a homeless man last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's the story with that.
Beat him to death.
888-302-3684.
Speaking of which, what is going on in Chicago?
Chicago is a shoot-'em-up city.
47 people shot this past weekend and like 60
shot the week before.
Rahm Emanuel, thumbs up. Doing a nice great job there.
He's going to be out of people soon.
By the way, speaking of our bigger cities, Detroit no longer has a fire department. They're basically letting any fire that's occurring in Detroit, they just let the building burn to the ground. Police now, the average waiting time for 911 call is 47 minutes. So without the functional, there's no money. So these people, they basically stop paying the fire departments. They don't show up to work. And the police are their skeleton crews. So what happens to that city? How does it ever come back? How does a city like that was so vibrant at one point, how does it survive?
You need massive money injected into that to create jobs.
Who's
you need
do
the
that?
Warren Buffetts and the Bill Gates to basically say, we're going to own Detroit, and we are going to rejuvenate it with business of some sort and just inject a whole... It needs to be... I hate to say this, but it needs to be privatized. Because
Detroit needs to be privatized.
Somehow, private corporations need to go in there and invest in Detroit.
Uh-huh.
Because you can inject all the tax funds you want into it until they give some kind of jobs into that place.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen.
Mm. All right. Who agrees with that?
Kid Rock's the man to do it, too.
Kid Rock is the man.
He loves Detroit.
He can't do it. Nobody can.
Hey, did you know, actually...
Donald Sterling should do it. Sell the Clippers and buy Detroit.
There you go.
Detroit. You know, Beverly Hills Cop is being filmed in Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, the new TV show?
Yeah. They'll be doing the same there as they do in New Orleans to get people to come and do movies and TV shows. Speaking of Donald Sterling, we have a story today at DougStephan.com. His chief financial officer testified in court yesterday that if Donald Sterling doesn't sell the basketball team, he's going to need to sell off most of his real estate holdings to pay off $500 million in loans.
Hmm.
I like them apples. Jennifer Horn, television report coming up next year on Good Day.
Wow. Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years?
75 years? Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about GEICO, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over 75 years?
Why are you talking like that?
You said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Do you remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and license plate bingo?
I found Alaska!
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy an ADVI!
Pets love exploring the backyard, and while letting Fluffy and Fido out may cut down on fur balls on the carpet, they could be bringing unwanted guests back inside. That's why the National Pest Management Association, the NPMA, reminds homeowners to check pets' fur for fleas and ticks after they've been out in the yard or at the park. Aside from looking for signs of fleas and ticks, pet owners can take preventive steps. First, keep the lawn cut short and gardens maintained. Fleas and ticks often hide in tall grass, waiting for a host to walk by. Second, be sure to groom long-haired pets to prevent pests from latching on. Third, be on the lookout for skin irritations or changes in behavior. And finally, talk with a veterinarian to see whether preventative medication is recommended for your pet. If you suspect your home has an infestation of any type of pest, be sure to contact a licensed professional to identify and recommend a course of treatment. You can find a professional in your area by visiting www.pestworld.org.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something.
And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick certified service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick certified service. And now experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
And what do we have? Jennifer Horn's got a lot of television news.
It's just going to jump into it. But go ahead, lead me away, sir.
I want you to take your time.
Well, this is
and
a little bit of breaking news,
yeah,
which I like to bring to you, Dougie.
Mm-hmm.
So the president, we can agree he's been a little busy lately, right? Got a couple of world crises. Well, yesterday he came to L.A. and he shot a segment with Jimmy Kimmel Show.
You know, I was walking. This is really bizarre. Yesterday I was.
Did you see him?
I did, as a matter of fact.
No,
I'm not kidding.
Really?
I was. We were walking across. What the heck street were we on? I think it was Broadway. And I saw what looked like Marine One. I'm thinking the president is here today.
What you saw,
but that's
sir.
What I saw. That's
yep,
exactly
he came
what
in
I saw.
For an hour.
They flew into LAX, and that's exactly
what time
they,
was it?
Early afternoon.
It was him because they did his little thing from 3 to 4 yesterday.
Yeah, so it was like 2 o'clock.
That's funny. Oh, yeah, you saw the president. Congratulations.
I didn't see him. I saw
too bad you didn't talk to him for
I
us.
Saw him over. I saw him over flyover Framingham a couple of weeks ago when he went to Worcester to address. He's flying over all the time. Hi, Mr. President.
Hello.
All right.
From the president to the Simpsons. Interesting news. The Simpsons, a couple of stories today. The showrunner, Al Jean, announced that one of the long-running staples on the show would be killed. Well, apparently, spoiler alert, Krusty the Clown is the one that's going to get the axe. Remember him? You probably don't, Tony. I know. Krusty is going to be out. There's also big plans in the works, if they needed it, to celebrate the 25 seasons of The Simpsons. FX is going to air a 522-episode marathon. Do you know how long that would take?
Wow.
That's a long time. Oh, yeah, yeah. Lucy Lawless, she was Xena Warrior Princess. She's joining the world of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's going to start in Season 2, and in true Marvel fashion, details on her role and how long she'll be sticking around are being kept under wraps.
All right, how closely does the TV show follow, like, the Captain America? I saw Captain America on the plane last night coming home. I hadn't seen that movie yet. So how close is the television show to these movies?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Well, they use... Yeah. You know, I actually... Have you seen it, Ken?
I've seen it a couple times.
You've seen it, Rich? What is it? How does it work?
It takes place in the same universe. The major heroes like Captain America and Thor are not on there. But they talk about tangents of the stories that were in the big movies. They have their own plot lines, but it's all tied together.
That's a good show. I mean, I've seen 3 or 4 episodes. It's very cool.
It's coming back. People like it. It's coming back on September 23rd on ABC. Bernadette Peters, haven't heard her name in a while. She's a big Broadway star. She's headed over to Bravo.
She hit on Dougie once on this show.
Really? Mm-hmm. A little redhead action? I see that. Usually he likes the blondes.
I know.
She's doing a guest star.
Didn't respond to her.
I know.
Advances.
Of course he wouldn't.
All right, come on. Let's go.
Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce is where she's going to be guest starring. That was announced Monday. She'll play Annie, the mother of Janine Garofalo's character, Lila, who comes to town to help her newly divorced daughter take care of her children. Now, the TCA has handed out some awards this past weekend. Program of the Year went to Breaking Bad. Outstanding Achievement in Drama went to The Good Wife. Achievement in Comedy was a tie between Veep and Louie. And the new Program of the Year was Orange is the New Black. Outstanding Achievement in Movies and Miniseries for True Detective. Sons of Anarchy is getting ready to start its next and final season, and a familiar face will be joining the cast. We heard Courtney Love earlier, but a month ago was going to be joining. Now Malcolm Jamal Warner. That was Theo from The Cosby Show. He's going to be in at least 2 episodes at the season premiere.
And 2.5 minutes planning a same-sex marriage for the two main characters. What the heck is that all about?
Well, there you go.
Is that it?
Two men. Yeah. Two men in a marriage.
That sounds
weird. It's a spinoff.
51 after the hour.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, spend a few minutes talking about an aspect of you and your connection to that portable device that you seem to love, or maybe not just a portable device. If you're like me, most of the work that I do on computers is on a desktop, a regular personal computer. The folks at the Geek Squad have been working for 20 years, I believe. They are part of, if I'm not mistaken, aren't they part of
Big Best Box?
Yeah, Best Buy, Big Box.
Yeah. they are. some of them are within the Best Buy stores.
Yes, okay.
But it's not. I don't think it's. Derek Meister's with us from the Geek Squad. Derek, you guys aren't owned by Best Buy. You just work within some of their stores, right?
Well, we'd like to say that we actually acquired Best Buy about 7 years ago. But Geek Squad itself actually started back in 1994 with our original chief inspector, Robert Stevens, at $200 and a 10-speed bike.
Wow. Okay.
They have Volkswagens now, a little bit more expensive than the bikes.
Big old vans, yeah.
Yeah. So the Geek Squad is best known as a group of service tech support employees that you can call to come to your house, to your office or wherever, to set up computers. Is there anything that you can't do that you're not supposed to do, Derek?
Well, we actually do more than just computers anymore. We have Geek Squad Auto Techs that work on car audio and remote systems. We actually do home theater installation, TV and appliance repair. But pretty much anything in terms of computers, everything from that personal computer that you have for your kids, as well as we work with the Best Buy for Business team for small and medium-sized businesses to help them with their IT needs.
So with the trend of the PC, I don't want to say going away, but really getting diminished because of tablets and phones, what are you guys seeing when it comes to personal and professional use as far as servicing? Because, I mean, you can't really get into a tablet as much as you can a PC or a laptop, right?
Sure. I mean, you know, it's really interesting how clearly personal technology become. 10 years ago, you used to have that one desktop PC that the entire family shared. Then we started to see laptops, so that everybody started to get their own computers. And now we're actually starting to see, just like you said, you know, everybody from seniors to teens are carrying those personal smartphones and tablets. The thing that we are seeing, though, even though the devices themselves are more of a commodity and an appliance, almost like a toaster, we're starting to see how these devices are actually talking to each other and other devices. So, for example, you know, you've probably seen a lot of news lately about all the new home automation initiatives, everything from where your thermostat can talk to your garage door. Everything's on that home wireless network. So it's really more about getting all these devices to actually talk to each other and then share all your personal data, your documents, your videos, your photos, that sort of thing.
So you're kind of referring to the Internet of Things is what they call it, where everything will be connected in your house, in your life. I mean, where do we go with that as far as privacy? That's a big concern for me. I mean, I don't even know if I want to get the Nest because I don't want anybody hacking into my AC unit and giving me a $1,000 electricity bill.
And that's definitely a concern that some of our clients will have. We like to make sure that when we are setting up these devices that we're going over what options you're actually going to have available. For example, some people will get one of those webcams so that they can watch over their kids while they're away from work. The questions that we like to make sure is that, you know, they're aware of how much access do you have. Do you want to use it just so that only people within the home network can see the video? Or do you want to actually open it up enough so that you can watch that from while you're away from home or anywhere on the Internet?
With the minute left that we have, let's talk about some of the one big do and the one big don't to protect yourself technically as far as maintenance.
The very big thing is just to make sure that you're actually making getting everything up to date on your system. So that means making sure that you have the latest antivirus protection, as well as all the updates for Windows and those programs that you often see used, like Java, Adobe Flash, Adobe Reader, that sort of thing.
Or just buy a Mac.
Well, you still have to make sure that you have your updates.
Macs,
even though viruses aren't as much. You're still starting to see things like phishing attempts and things to get into your accounts that way.
All right, and so that would be the big don't, is don't click on everything that's sent to you and don't click on every link that comes emailed to you, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay. Well, there it is, Doug.
Pretty fascinating stuff.
Derek Meister from the Geek Squad, thank you.
All right, so meantime, I'm going to fix my own computers because I'm better at it. Who needs a Geek Squad? I'll fix my computer myself.
Yeah, right.
Got a screwdriver and a hammer.
Biggest client.
Really? 59 past the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.